Well, good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. As always, I would like to thank everyone for joining me both live and on the recording. It is a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to spend some time with you. My name is Carla McNeil, and my email address is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct telephone line is 877-767-7544. You have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And again, I'd like to thank you for doing that. And I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, because we got a great teleclass coming up for you here today. As always, if you are too shy to ask your questions live on the call, then please do feel free to send them in via email. Or you can give me a call at 877-767-7544. I am looking for people who want to play in the team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, and sometimes booted in the butt on the way to that success. We are building a phenomenal team, the McNeil Championship team, and life just gets better every day. When you're ready to take a look at what we have to offer and see whether or not this is the right team for you, you can go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your details, and we'll give you a call. But today's terrific Tuesday teleclass, you've got that piece of paper and a pen that writes. Tonight we're talking about, are you asking good questions? Could you ask better questions? And being able to ask better questions actually will give you a better quality of life in the long run. As an HR consultant in the Canadian federal government, I took a workshop a couple of years ago about asking better questions. It was a whole day's workshop just on asking better questions, and I learned a lot from that workshop, and I have been able to take and apply that knowledge both in my slave camp job, in my home-based business, and as an individual. So asking better questions and asking yourself good questions is something that you can apply to all areas of your life. As an HR consultant in my slave camp job, I have been able to stand up for myself more than I have been in the past because of the questions I ask. I can ask them in a way that's non-confrontational, and I have been able to get better quality answers from the people that I'm asking the questions to. And in all, it has enabled me to provide better service to my clients, which is always a good thing for both for them and for me. So there's some great benefit there. In my home-based business, it has allowed me, when I'm talking to people, about asking them better questions. Questions that can get people talking. People who believe they might be interested in joining the MLM team. And I can ask a number of questions to find out whether or not the team is a right fit for you. And it's because I've taken my questioning up a notch. And it's not because I'm interrogating people, and it's not because I'm trying to drill something home. It's all about asking better questions in a way that assists people in thinking about the answer and what kind of how far they'll go with the answer and things like that. It's really been a great experience. And I am a team leader, as are much stronger for that. Plus, we are able to take and train our other team members so that they too can ask the better questions. Then I've also been able to take that and apply it to the thing that I've started teaching, the social media. And asking better questions, whether it be on Facebook or Twitter, LinkedIn, asking better questions makes you a more interesting person to connect with, makes you a person that people are more interested in getting to know. And the third benefit is as an individual person, and asking myself better questions about what I'm doing in my own life, how I'm applying the same principles to me as an individual. And I know that the quality of my life has increased and that I am using questions in a way that enables me to move forward faster. It's an amazing process just by asking myself good questions and taking those good questions and making them better questions. Because the more you move towards those higher levels of questioning techniques, the easier it gets. And remember, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Therefore, you definitely want to be moving toward that higher level of asking questions, because you don't want yourself to get stuck in in a rut and not moving forward. You need to ask open-ended questions and ask questions that stimulate. Why do you think? Quotes, type questions, type answers. The whole goal for asking better questions is to get people thinking. The people can also be you, just like I ask myself better questions as an individual. So an example is, what color of hat was he wearing? Now that's a low-level thinking question. A higher level thinking question is, why do you think he wore that color? Always look at the question and the activities as an opportunity for someone to think. And if that someone is you, that's even better. The motivational speaker Tony Robbins has a great saying, if you want a better quality of life, ask better questions. One of the things I want to do is to give you some of the ways that you can actually ask effective and empowering questions. How you can learn to practice your questioning, take it up to that higher level of questioning. And one of the things that effective and empowering questions will do is they'll create clarity. Things will definitely become more clear when you ask a quality question. And an example of that could be, can you explain more about that situation? Can you tell me more about how you ended up with that result? Those types of questions are going to paint a better picture for you. And even if you ask those questions to yourself, how did I end up in this situation? How can I make this situation better? Another is that better questions will construct better working relationships. Instead of asking someone, did you make your sales goal? You can ask, how have sales been going? how are you doing with that project? Instead of, have you met all your deadlines on that project? How are you doing with that project? So you're not coming at the person in a confrontational manner. You're coming at the person from the perspective of wanting to know, of understanding what's going on. When you ask people better questions, you help them think analytically and critically. Ask yourself the question, how can I make this situation better? You're going to have to stop and think. You are going to have to take a look at some of the alternatives. What are the consequences of this action? Going this route, taking this plan, making this plan. Better questions help people think more analytically and more critically. Number four, asking better questions will inspire people to reflect and see things in fresh, unpredictable ways. Normally, people are asked questions like, you know, did you make your sales goal? Why did you do that? I mean, even those are even stronger, more forceful questions versus, why did this work? You're inspiring people to reflect and see things in that fresh, unpredictable way. Why did it work? What did you do differently this time? Why did this work? Really makes people stop and think. Another thing that you will do when you ask better questions is you will encourage breakthrough thinking. And a question that would encourage breakthrough thinking is, can that be done in any other way? How can that be done differently? Make you stop and think. Make you possibly go down the road to the breakthroughs. When you get out of the rut of how you're thinking and how you're asking questions, not only will it benefit the person you're asking the question to, but it will also benefit you. Because these will work the same for you as they do to the people you are asking the questions of. Number six, asking better questions challenges assumptions. An example, what do you think you will lose if you start sharing responsibility for the implementation process? Right? You're asking that to someone who always takes it on their own shoulders, assuming that they need to get it all done themselves. I used to go there. I don't anymore. And it's all become part of asking better questions, challenging those assumptions. And the last one, number seven, they create the ownership of solutions. So based on your experience, what do you suggest we do here? You know, George, you have so much in this experience in this area. I'd really like to hear your suggestions on what we can do, how we can make this work. Seven effective, empowering questions that can create value. And the value they create are they create more clarity. Number two, they construct better working relationships. Number three, they help people think analytically and critically. Number four, they inspire people to reflect and see things in fresh, unpredictable ways. Number five, they encourage breakthrough thinking. Number six, they challenge assumptions. Number seven, they create ownership of solutions. Asking better questions in social media will engage people when you go onto Twitter and you take a look and you see within your stream of Twitter, the tweets in your stream, there's link after link after link after link. And then all of a sudden, hey, there's someone asking a question. And the question is, what do you do when you feel stuck? That was one of the questions I posed on my Twitter stream this morning. What do you do when you get stuck? It's an amazing amount of responses that can come out of something like that, that can be helpful for both you and the person who's thinking about it. And then they're in the Twitter stream, they're sharing it with other people. And that's part of engaging people. What social media is all about is engaging people. And when you learn to ask good questions, take those good questions and then start asking better questions, you will take your relationships on social media to a different level. Now you can take your questions into a different level. You can do things like I did this morning when I asked, what do you do when you feel stuck? You can also send out polls. You can send out surveys. You can send out questionnaires. You can do that on your Twitter stream. You can do that on Facebook, LinkedIn. You can send out those kinds of things to your email list. A really good example of asking yourself personally a better question is you have an event to go to that you don't really want to go to. You're not looking forward to it. And you ask yourself, how can I have fun today? Now, the response you get may very well be something like, oh, my God, don't go. It's not going to be any fun. Don't go. But rather, ask yourself, what can I do to make sure I have a good time at this event? What can you do, what can I do to make sure that I have a good time at this event? Asking yourself better questions is going to improve your life in all areas. In your job, if you have a job, in your home-based business, in your business, and for you as an individual. Seven empowering and effective ways asking better questions can have impact on your life. Tony Robbins. Most people know Tony Robbins. If you want a better quality life, ask better questions. Now, I pulled a list off of the internet today, and this is from Scott Ginsburg's favorite sales questions that he asked. So I'm just going to read you a couple. He has, how many of them? There's 43 of them here. And one of them could be, how many different ways do you approach a prospect? Make a post on Twitter? Anything. How many different ways do you? If you had a magic wand, what would you do? If you were your customer, what would you say about this product? What prevents you from taking that next step? Making those sales calls, picking up that phone. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done? What's the smartest thing you've ever done? Lots of different kinds of questions that you can ask yourself. So Tony Robbins really popularized the use of questions. He's got some excellent programs out there with Personal Power and Personal Power 2. And he has some questions as well. So the morning questions, he says to ask yourself every day to set yourself up for a positive day. What am I most excited about in my life right now? What am I the most proud of in my life right now? Who do I love? Who loves me? Now, there are more questions than that. Those are just a few examples. Imagine you have the power to set yourself up for a positive day just by the questions you ask yourself when you get up. Now, if you need a gentle reminder or even a kick in the butt reminder, take some of these questions, write them out on a piece of paper, and put them where you'll see them in the morning so you will remember to ask yourself, what am I most proud of in my life right now? What am I enjoying the most in my life right now? Asking yourself those better questions that lead to more analytical and critical thinking, to the breakthroughs, to the ownership of the solutions. At the end of the day, Tony Robbins suggests asking yourself these questions before you go to sleep. What have I given today? What did I learn today? How has today added to my life? How can I use today as an investment in my future? Very, very powerful questions. Tony Robbins is an excellent teacher. He's got a couple of great videos on YouTube. You want to go and onto YouTube and take a look. Now, the question I have for you is, are you ready to start the journey of finding leads and customers online with social media? We talked today about asking better questions on social media. It's one of the places you can do it. I have a webinar series on Wednesday, March the 22nd. That's tomorrow. So you can, pardon me, March the 24th. The 22nd was yesterday. March the 24th. Now, I want you to say yes to my webinar. My webinar is going to teach you how to find customers and clients online using social media. It's going to assist you in getting started so that you don't have to be out there beating the bushes looking for clients, looking for more people. You can take some positive steps that are going to attract those people to you. Asking better questions is one of them. Give yourself the gift, because everything is easier when someone shows you how. I just showed someone yesterday how to set up a blog using WordPress. And she goes, oh my gosh, Carla, this was so simple. I said, absolutely. Everything is simple when someone shows you how. It's just a matter of pushing the buttons in the right order. Give yourself the gift and go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar. butterflynetworking.com/webinar. WEBINAR. And my commitment to you is that you will start finding customers and clients online. You will get quality education and quality techniques to show you how to get all of this done, to show you how to set things up so that you can be making tweets while you're doing something else, so that your Facebook can be working for you. And you're not going to be able to help but see some changes. And yes, I definitely want you to register. I want to be able to share this knowledge that I have gained over the past year and a half through blood, sweat, and tears, and enable you to learn it a little faster and a little more easily than I did. give yourself the gift. Go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar. Sign up for the 4-week webinar series, and you will be amazed at how easy it is to get through that quagmire, all of those different sites that are out there. We're going to teach you how to use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Some techniques that will help you in registering for all of those. Some little strategic pieces that you'll be able to use in all of your different profiles. So sign up today and be one of the lucky people who will get their social media set up for them. I'm going to do that for the next 10 people who join the webinar, and you'll get your profile set up for you. You'll get some tweets in there for yourself, and we'll get you all set up and going on Twitter. So my commitment to you is to provide quality education and techniques that assist you in taking that giant leap into social media and enabling you to swim. Go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar, and I will love to see you on the other side. Love you to sign up and register. Thank you very much for joining me tonight on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I look forward to speaking with you and answering your questions. And remember, get out there and have some fun.